Ladybird Readers. Bumblebee and the Rock Concert. Picture words. Russell. Denny. Autobots. Bumblebee. Strong Arm. Grimlock. Fix It. Bisk. Decepticons. Cable. Scrapyard. Soundboard. Rock Concert. Rumble Dome. Stage. One Friday night, the Autobots were in the city looking for Decepticons. The Decepticons want cables to get strong. We must find the cables. Then we can find the Decepticons and stop them, said Bumblebee. Grimlock looked in a train and found a cable. But a Decepticon hit Grimlock and took it. Bumblebee and Strongarm tried to catch the Decepticon, but he jumped onto a moving train.
Ha ha! I've got the cable! He laughed.
The Autobots went back to Denny's scrapyard, where Denny and Russell waited for them.
You're all very tired. You must sleep, said Denny.
No, we can't sleep. The Decepticons are taking all the cables. We must stop them, said Bumblebee.
Then Fix-It had an idea.
The Decepticons want soundboards too, he said. There is a rock concert at the Rumble Dome tomorrow night. There are always lots of soundboards at rock concerts.
Why do the Decepticons want cables and soundboards?
Asked Russell.
They can use them to get strong, said Bumblebee.
We must go to the rock concert to stop the Decepticons, said Bumblebee. And there is a great band playing.
I'd love to go to the rock concert, but I can't, said Denny.
Russell, you can go with Bumblebee. And get me a T-shirt, please.
But the music is boring, said Russell.
On Saturday night, Bumblebee and Russell went to the Rumble Dome. Bumblebee stayed outside. He could hear the rock concert because the music was really loud.
The band is great, he thought.
Russell went inside the Rumble Dome to buy a T-shirt for Denny. Russell bought the T-shirt. Then he went downstairs, where he saw a Decepticon called Bisk and some other Decepticons.
Oh no! They're taking a soundboard, he thought.
Then Bisk saw Russell. Russell ran very quickly, and Bisk couldn't catch him. Russell ran outside to tell Bumblebee about the Decepticons. Bumblebee and Russell then went inside the Rumble Dome to look for the Decepticons.
They went downstairs, but they couldn't find the Decepticons. Russell had an idea.
Look, Bumblebee, you can go up there. Go and look for the Decepticons upstairs, he said.
Upstairs, Bumblebee could see the stage. He was very excited.
I can see the band, he said.
Then he saw Bisk walk onto the stage. Bumblebee ran onto the stage too.
I must stop him from taking the band's soundboard, he thought.
The band was on the stage too. They played their music and lots of people watched. Russell watched too.
Oh no, he thought. All these people can see Bumblebee.
The people watched Bumblebee and Bisk on the stage with the band. They thought Bumblebee and Bisk were in the rock concert. Some other Decepticons flew down and tried to catch Bumblebee. But Bumblebee threw them at the wall and they fell down. Then Bumblebee hit Bisk and he fell down too. It was the end of the rock concert and everyone loved it. Bumblebee and Russell put the Decepticons in a box and they left the Rumble Dome.
I'm sorry you didn't see the rock concert, said Russell.
But I was in the rock concert, said Bumblebee. That was better than watching it.
Bumblebee and Russell took the Decepticons to the scrapyard.
Well done, said Strongarm, Grimlock and Denny.
Russell gave Denny the t-shirt.
I love it, thank you, said Denny.
Did you enjoy the rock concert? Asked Denny.
Oh, it was really boring, said Russell.
Yes, it was a really boring night, laughed Bumblebee.
Ladybird readers, Bumblebee and the Rock Concert. Read by Nigel Pilkington. Text adapted by Hazel Geaches. Series editor Sorrel Pitts. Copyright Ladybird Books Limited, 2017.